This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by TouringPlans.com. Spend less time in line and more time riding your favorite attractions. Visit TouringPlans.com.
My name's Bob, and I'm glad you guys are here tonight. Before we can get all wound up, I want to give a big shout out to Jimmy Hoare in front. Those folks listening in tonight on the Disney Nerd Podcast. We want to welcome you all.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the Magic Worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 445 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. On this week's show, well, it's all about the Disney cruise ship, The Wish. The new cruise ship has been christened and is now sailing the seven seas. Sam from Sam's Disney Diary and the Disney Nerds was down there and he brought us some great interviews. We're going to start the show with the christening ceremony that they had on the ship. Now, as you listen, you're going to hear Sam was actually out on the ship. They went to the private island to Castaway Key and back, and he got some great interviews. So you're going to hear the ceremony. Then we're going to tune into some interviews he got on the ship from some great cast members and basically listen to everything they have to offer on this ship. It is amazing. We're going to jump around back and forth. And don't forget, guys, everything I have an interview for today, Sam has over on the Sam's Disney Diary YouTube page that you can go over there and watch. That's Sam's Disney Diary over on YouTube. Check it out. Okay, Sam, let's get on with the show. Take it away.
And to discover your inner superhero.
And for you to always feel at home.
You discover the power of your own voice.
My wish is that you never stop feeling like a kid.
And to keep having fun together.
My wish is that you experience the true beauty and hospitality of my home, the Bahamas.
My wish is that you discover new ways to
together with your family.
My wish is for you to take the time to slow down.
Und hau bei Belangrikers, Emmet und Swan.
My wish is for you to see your friends and for your family to meet them for the first time.
My wish is that you'll have a date you'll never forget.
És hogy minden este átrepüljük a galaxist.
My wish is for you to be inspired as you experience the powerful stories that we tell aboard this beautiful ship. My wish is that you discover just how incredible your family can be when you work together.
My wish is that you share some sweet surprises with the ones that you love.
My wish is for every day to feel like a celebration.
My wish is that you never stop believing.
And our wish is for you to experience all the enchantment that awaits your family on this, our newest wish come true.
Dreamers. Welcome, everyone. It is a historic morning, and we are honored to have you with us. You know, the Disney Wish has been more than 6 years in the making, and she's here today thanks to the efforts of some really incredible teams. For all of us who have been on the journey to bring her to life, this really is a wish that comes true. Like all the ships in our fleet, the Disney Wish is best in class, purpose-built to inspire a sense of delight and wonder. This ship is a celebration of nearly 100 years of Disney storytelling excellence, and it brings fantastic worlds and beloved characters to life like never before. And as you walk through the ship, you'll notice around every corner is another amazing story. It starts with Cinderella in the Grand Hall, Ariel and her friends under the sea, Woody and the gang from Toy Story, the land of Arendelle, the world of Marvel, the Star Wars universe, and of course, Mickey and Minnie Mouse. Captain Minnie Mouse, I should say. And we combine these amazing characters and stories with incredible technology to create brand new experiences for our guests that they can't get anywhere else. From bow to stern, every element of the wish reflects our relentless focus on our guests and everything that they love about Disney. The Disney Wish represents a significant milestone during an incredible time of growth for our company as we combine storytelling, innovation, and a focus on our guests to bring Disney magic to life for more people in more ways. I am so excited to welcome you all aboard. And Josh, I know you are too.
Bob, I am incredibly excited. This amazing ship that you see behind us here, the Disney Wish, it has been a labor of love, and our teams worked hard to get her here today. This incredible ship has 25 entertainment venues. It's got more than 4,400 pieces of art on board. It's got 70,000 garments for our cast and crew, and Rapunzel's hair on the ship's stern is close to 60 feet long. And in every detail, we are connecting people to our stories in fantastic new ways. We've got the Aquamouse, the first Disney attraction at sea. And Worlds of Marvel, it's our most ambitious dining experience yet. And then, of course, we have Disney Uncharted Adventure, a virtual onboard adventure. Now, of course, in addition to these big and exciting experiences, we have all the little things that our guests love. Traditions like the ship's horn playing When You Wish Upon a Star. We have sail away parties and fan favorites like endless ice cream, our world famous chicken tenders, and chocolate souffle et cola. This ship kicks off the largest expansion in Disney Cruise Line history. And I'll tell you, our future here, it is boundless. We'll be welcoming two more ships to our fleet, and a second tropical destination in the Bahamas. What does that mean? We can bring our ships to ports across the United States and to iconic destinations around the world. From start to finish, more than 22,000 people worked on this ship. And Bob, I want to thank you for a moment here and recognize the teams that have spent years dreaming about the Disney Wish. I appreciate everything that you do here. The teams have, they've built it. They've been getting it ready for all of it. I also want to please help us thank Thomas Maslam and the Disney Signature Experiences team. Thomas. Our fantastic Disney Cruise Line team led by Sharon Siski. And of course, our amazing team at Walt Disney Imagineering, led by Barbara Boza. And Bernard Meyer and his team at Meyer Werft in Papenburg, Germany, for their expertise in building this incredible ship. Thank you, Bernard. And last, but by no means least, some super important people. The inaugural cast and crew of the Disney Wish. You are the ones who will bring the Disney difference to life. You are all so amazing, and we're incredibly proud of you. And of course, again, Bob, I have to thank you for helping to make the Disney Wish and our entire fleet expansion possible and for guiding us along the way. Thank you, Bob, for your leadership. I assume you want to do this next part?
It would be my honor, Josh. At Disney, making wishes come true is a defining part of our heritage. So the name Disney Wish is a nod to the idea that anything is possible. It also acknowledges one of our most cherished partnerships with our friends at Make-A-Wish. Disney has helped grant more than 145,000 wishes, providing encouragement and inspiration to wish kids who have endured critical illnesses. And we've granted thousands of those wishes aboard our ships. So to honor our remarkable connection with Make-A-Wish, we are reimagining the maritime tradition of appointing a godmother, someone who will symbolically bring good fortune to a new vessel and those aboard it, but instead the Disney Wish will be our first ship that has got children. And it's got children. Yeah. And it's got children are all of the Make-A-Wish children around the world, past, present, and future. The godchildren of the Disney Wish represent our enduring commitment to Make-A-Wish and its life-changing work. We selected three Make-A-Wish children to be our ambassadors in our ceremony today. 13-year-old Jenna from Sacramento, California, 16-year-old Megan from Brookfield, Wisconsin, and 10-year-old Colby from Lexington, Massachusetts. You'll get a chance to meet them in a few minutes. But now, it's my pleasure to welcome two stars who know a thing or two about making wishes come true. Please help me welcome Captain Minnie Mouse and her friend, Captain Mickey Mouse.
Everybody on this island has a role on this island. So maybe I can roam and fly. dream of a far-off place, where a great warm welcome will be waiting, where the crowds will cheer when they see my face, and the voice keeps saying, this is where I'm meant to be.
Silver screen, where she brought Princess Tiana's voice to life and made wishes come true, please welcome Disney legend Anika Nani Rose!
Stop right, first star I see tonight. I wish I might. Thank you.
now it's time to christen the Disney Wish. Thomas, Sharon, and Barbara, thank you for joining us on this stage for this great moment. And it's our privilege to welcome our Make-A-Wish ambassadors to the stage, Colby, Jenna, and Megan. Now the time has come for our three ambassadors to do us the honor of christening the Disney Wish with a traditional blessing. Are you all ready?
Yes, we're ready. I christen thee, Disney Wish. May God bless the ship and all who sail upon her.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us today, and we'll see you on board.
Oh, I can't wait to set sail.
Well, gosh, thanks for joining us.
We hope to see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Let's go. Together we set sail. The wish is all we need to travel far.
There's even more enchantment in store. Please remain seated until a cast member directs you to your exit.
Okay, so Sam's first interview is with one of the assistant steward cast members, and this is all about the entrance and the new big ballroom, I guess you're going to call it, or the entry room that they have on the ship itself. Now, I know on the ships I've been on, this is pretty cool. This is where they announce your name. This is where they have the big statue. And this is basically where they take all those great pictures. One other thing they have in here usually, this is where they had the little infant baby races, which is kind of cool. Anyway, Sam, let's hear all about the Wish.
This is the Grand Hall, and I am with Matthew, who is the assistant cruise director on board. Matthew, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate
it. And you're a veteran of Disney Cruise Lines.
I've been here for a little bit.
So you know quite a bit that's going on, but yeah. I love this Grand Hall. I mean, who doesn't love having their name announced while you're walking into the Grand Hall? It's an amazing entry into this wonderful ship.
It's incredible, and we call it our Castle on the Seas for a reason. As you
the
can
castle
tell,
Castle on the Seas. All right, let's talk about that because clearly Cinderella is the.
She's right there.
She's right there. Along with her glass slipper.
Yeah, I see it.
You can see that absolutely. And so the Cinderella statue, amazing. The hallmark of the ship.
Exactly.
That's the identity.
Yeah,
in a lot of cases, right?
It's beautiful. Yeah, and this is as you, if you're coming into her castle, her grand hall. That's how we welcome our guests. What better way, as you said, to be welcomed by name onto our ships that way? And then you come into this huge, expansive area. We're standing on the stage.
We're standing on the Disney Wish stage,
but. our first time we've ever put a stage in the atrium.
That's pretty amazing because a lot of activities happen here in the atrium.
Yeah.
And be able to elevate those characters or that show. I can see Mickey, Minnie. There's probably a lot of things that happen on this stage.
There are. And some surprise moments that just happen in the moment, which is pretty special. We call those a little surprise and delights, those hidden gems that you don't expect that just happen on a whim.
That's amazing to have those hidden things. Yeah. Now, well, tell me, you mentioned Cinderella. When I look at that theme around here, how's that tie in?
So if you look at the railings, it actually pays tribute to Cinderella's crown. So her royal crown, the gems, all of that in there. Beautiful. The hidden pumpkins are one of my favorites.
Hidden pumpkins are wonderful. Check those out.
Yeah. And then, of course, Cinderella, all about wishes and dreams.
Sure.
What better way to wish than upon a star?
I got it. So that's okay.
So, of course, our beautiful chandelier, the first of its kind. And I was saying you have the four stars surrounding the chandelier for our current fleet.
That represents the current fleet. Yeah, I love that.
Exactly. And then, of course, we pay homage to this ship itself with the wishing star hanging up there as well.
The wishing star tied right in. Love the theme. Love how it ties together. Speaking of theme, there's some dining that's right here off of this Grand Hall.
Yeah.
1923.
That's right. So just as on our other ships, we have that main dining room as soon as you enter. Of course, we've continued that here with 1923, paying homage to, of course, the Walt Disney Company, the year that Walt and Roy founded the Disney Company.
That's next year, 100 years. It's almost
crazy.
Like you have started the 100 Years of Magic celebration right here, right now on the Wish with
the
1923
restaurant.
We started it. There it is. And by the way, I have been inside there. Phenomenal.
Isn't it
collection
beautiful?
Of artwork. Like, absolutely amazing.
Very Art Deco.
Well, we will be doing another video walking through there because the art is just phenomenal. And it's a shout out to the Disney Company in general,
exactly.
Which is wonderful. All right, my favorite gem here. And by the way, I need to put together my favorite little things. When
I think I know where you're going.
And you know, if you're a youngster and you look around here and, Cinderella's cool. All right, that's no big deal. 1923, short company history. Where's the fun stuff? There's a sliding board hidden in the corner. Not really hidden, but you need to know where it is.
Exactly.
You hit that sliding board, you jump in there, it's going to take you right into the Oceaneers Club.
Have you done it?
I have done it, as a matter of fact. I've gone down the slide, and what I did is went to the left, although the Imagineering Lab is phenomenal.
It's
real
incredible.
Real props from Disney Imagineering.
Yeah.
The It's a Small World nursery, phenomenal. But if you head to the left, it's where you're going to find Star Wars. It's where you're going to find Marvel. And I found Spider-Man.
You found
on board.
You never know who you're going to run into around here.
So it all connects together, and I love some of the storytelling elements here. This is also the main shopping corridor, too.
Yeah.
Right?
This area leads right to the forward of the ship. So as you go through there, we have all of our luxury retail area. Heading through, we have some fantastic lounges, if you haven't found those yet. Of course, the Bayou Lounge.
There's one called Hyperspace Lounge. I have found it.
I figured you would. And it's even hidden, too. So you have to work to hide it.
You have to work.
And then, of course, just leads to the Walt Disney Theater as well, our show place on the seas.
So the Walt Disney Theater, that's where the main shows are happening.
Yeah.
That's where Little Mermaid, Aladdin, I think those are happening on the show. There's also two theaters on the left-hand side, which are phenomenal.
Yeah, we have two boutique cinemas, if you will. So two smaller screening room cinemas for our guests to enjoy those first-run Disney films that you can see right here on board, which is pretty incredible.
So first run, we're on board for the inaugural cruise, and the first run is Lightyear is playing
back
there.
That's right.
And Multiverse is playing back there. It is first run movies.
Yeah.
These are the things that are in theaters right now.
Pretty incredible.
So what's your favorite part inside here?
Oh, it's hard to say.
Okay.
Because there's so much in
here. Well, there is, and that's why I wanted to ask.
Full of the senses, exactly. So, I mean, one of my personal favorites, literally right around the corner, is the Bayou Lounge.
The Bayou.
Prince and the Frog, one of my favorite films. And the Imagineers did such an amazing job in theming a lounge that's boutique in size. It's on the
small
side.
It's not very big, right?
No, but the theming, the details in there, the fireflies, the magnolias surrounding you is beautiful. All of a sudden, you're transported to a different place. You're sitting right in the middle of the ship. It's spectacular.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
The ship is beautiful. Thanks for your time. The Grand Ballroom, what a wonderful way to start your Disney Wish cruise. Thanks, Matthew.
Thanks, Sam.
Appreciate it. We'll see you guys soon. Hit that subscribe button for more. We'll see you next time with more from the Disney Wish christening voyage.
This next interview is with Denise, and she is very excited about what she does. She's here to tell us about the entertainment offerings that they have on the ship, and some of the things the kids get to do are amazing. Listen in.
Hello, and welcome back to Sam's Disney Diary aboard the Disney Wish, the christening voyage. I'm with Denise, who is executive creator for entertainment aboard.
Correct. Yes, I help make some of the magic from the entertainment side of things. And look at this. Look at this beautiful day. Look at Slidosaurus Rex.
Rex behind us and the Aqua Mouse right above that, even better. But I want to talk about entertainment because it's so near and dear to you.
Yes.
And, you know, the entertainment starts really when you walk on board and enter that grand hall.
Yes, when you walk on board, first wish, your children are going to receive a wishing wand. And right then and there, you will see some of your favorite royal friends up in the balcony because, you know, the grand hall is our castle on the high seas. And then you'll be able to participate in a very enchanting moment where you get to unlock the enchantment of the Disney wish as soon as you step on board.
That is amazing.
It's so fun. So,
and that wishing wand is going to stay with us the whole time.
It does, yes. You bring your wishing wand up to the deck when we have our Set Sail on a Wish deck party. And once again, with the help of Fairy Godmother, you help unlock the enchantment. And first night in the Walt Disney Theater for Seize the Adventure, one of our new shows, you have to help Tinkerbell also unlock the enchantment and raise the curtain. It's so fabulous.
Which is amazing. In the theater itself is absolutely phenomenal.
Isn't it beautiful?
The technology that has been brought to the seas is just absolutely amazing. And that's just one of so many places for entertainment on board, right? Mm-hmm. I love that theater, and there's other shows that happen. But I want to go back to the Grand Hall.
Okay.
And I want to go back to this little sliding board that's sort of tucked in a corner. And if you're a kid, you might head over.
Oh, you know what? You get to slide into the action. Literally, you get to slide into the Oceaneers Club, right, which is our youth activity spaces, ages 3 to 12. That slide is so fun. Okay, adults, I know. You get to slide, too, certain times of the day. You gotta do it. It's awesome.
I did it. You absolutely have to do it. But the reason I bring that up is from an entertainment point of view. Mm-hmm. We know about the stage shows, the things that happen. There's entertainment that's exclusive to those kids' clubs.
Amazing entertainment. We have programming in all of the spaces. In Star Wars Cargo Bay, you know what? You get to provide some creature care with Chewbacca and Rey.
You gotta take care of Porgs?
You gotta take care of Porgs, Roth cats, all kinds of things. Dianogas, okay?
Dianogas, right?
Yeah.
That's amazing space for kids. There's also a Marvel space down there?
There is. There's the Marvel Superhero Academy where you can design your own super suit. And there's a Black Panther program that I think kids are going to love.
Oh, that's awesome. And that's for the older...
No, that's also for ages 3 to 12. There are also programs that are open to some of our teens and tweens within those spaces at certain times of the day.
Okay, so basically, if you are older than the Oceaneers Lounge Club, you can still get into the Star Wars Bay just at certain times when it's opened up to the older.
Is correct, but we also have clubs just for our teens and tweens.
Of course.
Vibe and Edge, and there's so much technology in those spaces, so many monitors. We know you all like your social media and your video games, and we've got you covered.
Absolutely, covered everywhere. All right, back to the hub area when you come down that sliding board.
Yes.
I heard about a dance party.
Yes.
Tell me about this dance party.
Disney Junior Dance Party. It's like our kiddie rave. It is so much fun. It's some of your favorite songs from Disney Channel. There's media, there's lighting, and then guess what? Your favorite captains, Mickey and Minnie, show up to dance along with you. It's awesome.
That's awesome. So while these guys are down there
having a ball.
And not wanting to leave because they're being entertained with all of these programs. And in fact, another one I want to mention, the Imagineering Lab.
Yes.
So the Imagineering Lab is a place where they can learn what Imagineering real props. There are real Imagineering props
real
down there,
props.
Including the butterfly from Figment that you guys make me wear.
Yeah, it's just so great, and we actually teach the kids some of our Imagineering secrets.
Really?
So, uh-huh.
Okay.
I can't say right now.
All right, so they might learn a little bit.
They might learn a little how we make some magic in some of our attractions.
They might learn while they're playing, is that what you're saying?
Yes. Shh, don't tell them they're learning, but they're learning while they're playing.
All right, there's another hub area, and that's the area where you guys do the Incredicourse.
My gosh, we have a new space on board. It's called the Hero Zone.
Think of it
as like a huge gymnasium. And at certain parts of the cruise, we blow up this amazing, huge, inflatable Incredicourse where you and your family, yes, you can race each other and other families to see how quickly you can get through that Incredicourse. It's so much fun.
I may have to do that because I've not yet. I'm going. To do
it's
it.
Harder than you think.
I'm going to give it a shot. That's what I keep hearing, but I will give it a shot.
All right.
Two movie theaters, a small screening room.
Cinemas,
and then we touched on that Walt Disney Theater. What other big entertainment is planned for that?
Walt Disney Theater.
So the Walt Disney Theater will have three shows. Yes, okay. We'll have Seize the Adventure, Night
which
One.
We talk about
Disney's
yep.
A Little Mermaid, which is a new retelling of the story.
Beautiful.
Yes, in a very theatrical way. And then, of course, we have Aladdin the Musical Spectacular, which has been reimagined as well. It's on the Fantasy right now. We're bringing a new version of the show right here to the Disney Wish because, of course, we all love that story.
Absolutely. And look, we didn't touch on the Hyperspace Lounge.
Oh, which is my
going
gosh,
on.
Yep.
You have there's so many other areas. The Bayou.
The Bayou.
Great area.
Great lounge area.
There are some wonderful spaces.
And Luna. Of course, Luna.
And Luna.
Luna is our new two-story family lounge. It's amazing. A lot of game shows there.
So game shows really throughout the cruise.
Oh, game
How
shows.
Cool
game
that?
Shows. Y'all know your trivia? We got a lot of trivia in store, so you got to bring
maybe
your trivia game.
Villain yes. trivia,
we
maybe?
Have some villain game shows happening.
All right.
True,
this is
going to
be great.
Yeah.
All right. Until then, I think I'm going to go and take a ride on the Aqua Mouse.
You have
mouse
to.
Here.
Please, yes, ride the Aqua Mouse.
I am absolutely going to do that. Denise, thank you so much for your
thank
time.
You.
Standing out here in the beautiful sunshine.
Thank
you guys
you
did so
for
well.
The time.
But look at this slide behind us.
I
even
know.
The splash zone back here
so
with
fun, Toy Story.
Story. Just amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you guys. Hit that subscribe button for more. More coming from the Disney Wish Christening Cruise, which thank you guys for hosting us. It's been absolutely wonderful. We'll see you next time.
It seems like the Wish is going to have a little bit of a Star Wars flavor to it. Well, if in case you thought taking care of Porgs was it, here we go with the next interview Sam has. With the restaurant, or actually a lounge, that really kind of sounds like the Skyline from Disney Dream, where it is basically a lounge that looks like you're all over the world because the windows in it are really screens that kind of change out. To me, the real quick I saw this one, that's what this lounge looked like. But let's find out from Sam.
And I found a little hidden gem off to the side. It's called the Star Wars Hyperspace Lounge with Pam Rawlings. Pam, how are you?
I'm great. I'm glad that you're aboard the Disney Wish.
So am I. I'm so thankful to be aboard the Disney Wish and be right here in the Hyperspace Lounge. This is amazing. So welcome back to Sam's Disney Diary, by the way. It's been
Thank
a little
you.
While.
Yes.
And you've been busy working on some of this themed experiences aboard the Wish. So tell me a little bit about the story behind the Hyperspace Lounge.
Well, Star Wars Hyperspace Lounge is our first adult exclusive Star Wars theme in the galaxy.
I hear that. I'm going to be right here every cruise.
Well, yeah. Well, we were inspired by Han Solo's Star Wars story, that first light, that space class cruiser, that high class luxury yacht ship.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So
driving
all the details.
Yeah, yachts.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. So you have the rich details, the lavish upscale furniture, and of course we have this beautiful panoramic view of the galaxy.
This view of the galaxy is amazing, and I noticed coming in that we sort of jumped to different places
we did.
In the
we
galaxy.
We hyperspaced, and you will be visiting so many planets on your journeys in this hyperspace lounge. We'll be visiting Batu, Mustafar. You'll see some really iconic spaceship cruisers and cargo ships that you can pick out from your favorite Star Wars films.
So look, as a Star Wars fan, I know that there are things that I'm looking for because I know when we're near Batu, we're going to see the Halcyon. I know that we're going to see the Falcon. There's going to be some interesting things.
Yes.
And when we're over Mustafar, we're going to see some Imperial class things. Come on, right on the heels of the Obi-Wan series, we're going to go visit.
Oh,
so everybody
right.
knows what it is now. That's
right.
What I love about that.
Yes, yes. And not only that, the props and the storytelling within this space is incredible. We have a Holland Kala column. The back will go through all the different types of spaceships that you're going to be seeing. We've got props from Mustafar, those lavish different crystals. We've got Hellcat somewhere around. Oh, there it is, a musical instrument from Naboo.
Nice. I absolutely love it, and I love some of the drinks. We're going to get that into that in just a second. But where's some of the inspiration come behind the menu items here?
Well, we work very closely with our Disney Cruise Line beverages and Lucasfilms to create some worldly concoctions that
nice.
You will be probably taking part of this week.
I absolutely will. Do any of them stand out? Which have you tried?
I've actually only tried, I think it was the Chancellor.
The Chancellor.
So I'm sure Colin will be able to help you with that.
Colin's going to help us out with those things in just a second. Along those lines, I love all the details that you're talking about. I see imagery all over the place. And even the drink vessels that you're using.
Very here. Custom. All created in collaboration with Lucasfilms and our Disney Cruise Line partners.
And stuff that Dryden would have on his yacht.
Yes.
That's what I'm seeing here.
Right.
Or that you'll find in any of those other cantinas, because things are so
familiar to a Star Wars fan to say, oh, yeah, of course, this fits
in the
Star
Wars
galaxy.
I think also that you're not seeing right now is the lighting and the music. I mean, we are bringing music to life. We bring it from the Book of Boba Fett, Mandalorian. It is hair-raising. In the daytime, your families can come here. It's a little lighter fare. And at night, it'll rock the galaxy.
Okay, so in the daytime, families will be able to visit?
Yes, and in the evening, it will be adult exclusive.
Okay, that's perfect.
So great. First time you can get that Star Wars all to yourself.
Star Wars for adults is awesome. Yeah. But along those lines, this is a Disney cruise, and I know there are other areas on the ship where kids can get their little
in Oceaneering's Club and Cargo Bay, they will get their first-hand immersive experience.
I love that because I can see the story when I'm coming in. Look, I need you to go take care of the porgs.
Yes.
They're down in the Oceaneering's Club. You do that. I'm going to go and take care of some business
in the
hyperspace lounge. That's perfect.
Right.
Any other story kind of elements?
We just hyperspace just now. Feel immersive in the storytelling in here. You will feel that you have hyperspace. We will go through an asteroid planet. We are planet hopping through this hour of authentic media created by our Industrial Light Magic team.
And that's awesome. I see we just got someplace. I'm going to turn around to take a look. To me, that's where are we? Is it Batuu?
No,
Tatooine?
Yes.
I love it. Either way, we're going to take a look at those things in a second because I'm
always get so distracted by so many things.
I do too, and it's hard to see the reverse image of that. Pam, thank you for your time.
Well,
this is amazing. I love the Hyperspace Lounge. This is where you're going to find me on the ship, unless I can go over to Castaway Key, which I'm going to do in just a second. But day at sea, I'm a day in space.
That sounds like a place I would definitely check out, if not one night, every night of the cruise, at least for a drink or two. And then finding out the type of drinks, that would be the fun part. The Skyline I mentioned earlier, they have specific drinks for each of the locations they stop at. So you stop in Paris, you have specific drinks from Paris. Stop in Manhattan, New York, you get those drinks from New York that they had offerings of. Very, very cool. Can't wait to see what Star Wars has. And I want to remind everybody, all of these interviews and everything you've heard tonight can be seen over on Sam's Disney Diary YouTube channel. Go over, check those things out. This last interview with the Star Wars that we just heard with Pam Rawlings, that one is a really cool one to see. I want to go over and check it out because I want to check out the hollow column she mentioned of the different ships in the Star Wars universe. I want to see how detailed that is. That sounded very, very interesting. Okay, so for our last interview for this evening, Sam sounds like he's making it to Castaway Key finally, which... holy envious Batman. I wish we could have been there too. I'm sure you guys are in the same mind as that. Maybe someday down the road, you never know. But the offerings they have for the entertainment on the cruise ship itself and the island are amazing. Let's listen to Ashley tell us all about it.
I am on the Disney Wish, and I'm with Ashley, the cruise director on board. Ashley, how are you?
I'm so excited. It's a beautiful day in Castaway Key.
It is a gorgeous day at Castaway Key. I can't wait to get out there myself. You're the cruise director on board. How cool is that?
I am. It's so fun.
So, cruise director on a christening voyage of a brand new ship. Where do you start?
Oh my goodness, that's a great question as well too, right? Where do you start on everything? The options are endless on board. This is such an incredibly special ship, and she was designed specifically with entertainment in mind. So our guests are going to find entertainment around every single corner, from of course the Walt Disney Theater, but also we've got, for the first time ever, we have a stage in the Grand Hall as soon as our guests enter.
Right, which is the first for a Disney Cruise Line ship.
It's one of our firsts.
Okay, so let's talk about that for a second, because when I think entertainment on a Disney cruise, I think Broadway caliber shows. We're going to go into the Walt Disney Theater.
Of course.
You have some great entertainment on this ship. We have the Little Mermaid's one that's running. Aladdin is one that's running.
Seize the Adventure as well, too.
Seize the Adventure.
Very
that's
excited
awesome.
About that one.
I can't wait to experience that one this evening because I'm going to get to do that. That's what I immediately think of. But what you're saying is that's just the tip of the iceberg. Those are the things that get the B-roll footage, right? But what are the other small things?
Absolutely. Like I said, there's entertainment everywhere from the Grand Hall to other firsts we have. Arendelle, a Frozen dining adventure. This is the first time Disney has ever had a Frozen theatrical dining experience. It truly is theater in the round for our guests to enjoy.
A theater in the round is a dining adventure.
Exactly.
That is wonderful. Okay, love that.
Love it. We also have Worlds of Marvel. which is the first time we've ever had a Marvel Cinematic Dining experience for
okay.
our guests.
I've not yet experienced that one. I can't wait to. That's
You're
coming
going
up
to.
Later. Okay.
Absolutely. And then also in our youth activity spaces in Disney's Ocean Air Club, we have some amazing shows
sure.
for our kids to enjoy that was made. It was designed, tailored just for them. And that's just and that's just some of them.
That's just some of them. There are, you also have all these little bar type areas. The Bayou,
yes.
I know, is one where there's some entertainment happening. So you mentioned some of the shows just for kids.
Yeah.
Tell me a little more, because I don't know that I was aware of that. Or they
of
keep
course.
This a secret in the Ocean
well,
Club.
Well, you know, when it's
you
secured
sign them up.
Programming, it's only for our kids ages 3 to 12. We do have some that go into open house.
Okay.
But they get to see some of their favorite Disney friends. They get to go on some incredible adventures. They get to be a part of Nemo's Tank Gang.
Oh, wow.
Captain Hook's Pirate Crew. Story for Belle. So many different fun ones for them to enjoy.
So this is where, when you drop the kids off, and then you go have an adult meal in one of the mm-hmm. fabulous dining locations
yes.
outside, by the way. We'll talk about that dining in a minute. But so that's when the kids come back and say, hey, I had a great time. I want to go back. It's because they're experiencing shows that we're not going to get to.
It's
that is
just
so cool.
for them. And that's the key to so much. We have things for the kids to enjoy. We have things for the adults to enjoy. And, of course, things for the families to enjoy all together.
I absolutely love it. So where the first-time cruiser, maybe somebody in your family, what do I do? What do I need to hit that first day? Well, what do you tell them?
The first day, you need to pick what are your highlights. We have a lot on offer so that there is something for everyone, but everyone can't do everything. So make sure you pick those highlights so you can truly enjoy it and have a nice, wonderful, also relaxing cruise vacation.
That's a wonderful advice mm-hmm. because what you want to do is get in front of that. What do you
Absolutely.
Like? I mean, I'm a Star Wars fan, so guess
Correct.
Where I'm going to be? I'm going right into that hyperspace lounge.
You're going
lounge.
To Star Wars Hyperspace Lounge, and I think I'm going to see you when we have open house in our kids' Star Wars cargo bay, too.
That is a great place.
I think
cargo
so.
Bay is pretty cool.
Awesome.
You get to help
awesome.
With some of the creatures. There's some porgs
uh-huh.
in there. There's some other
yes.
great creatures, and get them ready, because ultimately, I think maybe Rey and Chewbacca might have been
sitting around
here.
You never know who's going to pop up.
Never know.
You never
but
know.
You got to get that stuff. You got to transport it to bed, too, in a lot of cases. I mean, there's connectivity everywhere.
Right.
And I love the fact that I was able to have a conversation with Spider-Man.
Isn't that cool?
It was cool as could be.
I mean, and it doesn't matter if you're a child. If you're a child at heart, those things, oh my goodness.
Absolutely.
I mean, I got excited about it. I got excited when I got
I'm going to ask you one other thing, because
okay.
I mentioned it. The adult dining.
Yes.
The
yes.
elegant dining. What are some of the highlights aboard this ship that maybe aren't on the others?
Oh, well, we have two premier dining rooms here on board. We have Enchanté and our
Enchanté.
Palo Steakhouse. Yes, our hotel team have really put together some incredible experiences for you all to enjoy.
And while you're enjoying those, Enchanté, which is amazing, mm-hmm. beautiful Lumiere
Gorgeous.
Hanging out in there
Gorgeous.
Every once in a while, that's when the kids are enjoying the show.
Exactly. Everyone's having a great time.
And it's also family time. So you can mm-hmm. do that with Arendelle. You can do it in 1923 with a nice little...
Yes.
Or you do it
beautiful with nod to our company's heritage.
I got to mention this thing over my shoulder.
Right?
Here too.
This one, I was going to say, are we talking about Aquamouse or our beautiful
well,
island?
Either way, Aquamouse right here in the beautiful island, two wonderful activities. We just happened to be at the island today, mm-hmm. and I'm going to be doing some snorkeling a little later. I'm going to look for the statues out
yes,
there.
Yes, do it.
All that good stuff.
Okay.
I'll stop by Cookies to eat.
Yes, Cookies or Cookies too. We got two different locations out there for you to enjoy, plus a barbecue for the adults.
That's wonderful. I absolutely love it. And some bicycles to
yes.
traverse that island.
It's a wonderful way to get to explore the island.
Aquamouse, I'm doing a little later today. First
yes.
attraction at sea. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, it's amazing. You know, it's one of those firsts that we have here on the Disney Wish. You know, Minnie and Mickey have decided they're going to open their very own seaside excursion company. And, well,
oh.
you know, things, I'm just going to say, they may not go quite as planned.
So there are multiple experiences that happen there, right?
We do
not
have a
just
couple
one.
Different experiences.
That's cool.
There,
so it's a couple different things. Rewritability is huge.
Yeah.
Look, thank you for your time,
very
Ashley.
Welcome.
Absolutely amazing. I love everything that we do here. I want to go do it.
You got to get going.
That's what I'm going to do. Thanks, Ashley. We have a lot more coming from Castaway Cay, from The Wish.
That was great. Thank you, Sam, so much for taking the bullet and doing this cruise for us and getting all these great interviews. Don't forget, guys, if you want to check out the video of all of these interviews, go over to Sam's Disney Diary, and you can see it there. So what'd you think? Are you guys going to be going on The Wish? Do you have any inclination to try that? I'm interested to find out. Send us an email. Let me know. Jimmy, tell everybody how to get in touch with the show.
You can email us at questions@thedisneynerdspodcast.com and email us individually at ed@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, jimmy@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, etc. You can send us a message on Facebook to the page, The Disney Nerds Podcast. Join our group, Disney Nerds, Instagram at the Disney Nerds Podcast and Twitter at the Disney Nerds. Make sure to check out the website, www.thedisneynerdspodcast.com, and watch the live stream every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time.
Okay, guys, so that's it for show number 445 of the Disney Nerds Podcast, the christening of the new Disney cruise ship, The Wish. Thank you again, Sam, for all that great audio. And one more time, guys, if you want to check out the video of this, go over to Sam's Disney Diary and look at it there on YouTube. Okay, so for Sam, this is Ed, and we're the Disney Nerds, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye. Kungaloosh! Have a great week, everyone.